Hi, good afternoon. My name is Joe with the Tax Relief. How are you doing today?
Not too good, Joe. In the middle of making like 3 phone calls, and I got to pick my girlfriend up to work. This call is regarding what, my buddy?
My brother, and this is a certain assistance. Are you still seeking help with your taxes?
Yes, I am, but right now, not a good time. I'll call
you. Okay.
This is my boy. Is this Jimmy?
No, my name is Joe, sir.
Okay, because the guy was talking before about it, and his name was Jimmy.
Okay.
I'm being called from a California number as well. I'm not sure, but
okay.
Yeah, can you call? Matter of fact, can you call me back at about 3:30?
3:30. Okay.
Yeah, call me back. And I thought you were. They keep calling me for some Medicare stuff I didn't sign up for.
Oh, no, that's not
bananas, bro. They're driving me bananas. You know how you just like maybe look at something, maybe like my car insurance. I didn't do anything Medicare.
Yeah.
Just ask me, have you been to college before? Yes, I've been to college. Now they gonna say like it's crazy every college. I just don't want to go back.
Oh,
it's just,
man,
it could be a crime, bro.
Yes, I understand that. I understand.
Yeah. But respectfully. I was like in the middle. I was literally dialing the number when you called.
Okay.
Can you call me back at 3:30? Because I want to get this settled.
Okay.
I haven't had a business for a while, and
okay. I just want to know how much you qualify. Do you have more than $5,000, or is it 2 years on file taxes that we can help you out with, or is it both?
Well, I haven't had a business for some years. I never really reported like a dumbass and. One time
it's not your
problem.
Fault. It's not your fault because you're always busy, sir. Remember
that. I've been through cancer. My story has a lot. We all have a story, but I talked to a lady about maybe some months back, and she said something like the number said something crazy, like $150,000. But she's like, after you do it all, Mr. All, you probably only owe a couple hundred. So they might have it still building up on me.
Yeah.
So when I had the business, it pretty much was a failure.
Okay.
To be honest, because I was like dealing with the sneakers and stuff, and that stuff's like everyone's doing it now, you know?
Yes,
like fashion.
Yes.
But my thing is, everything I did was written down. I have to get my book and do the calculations again, but it has to be probably over the 5,000 thing. That's what kind of been holding me back, and it was kind of like this. It's been bothering me. I'm having damn near nightmares. I know it's not that serious, but you know, you hear things about IRS, and then they're going to come be a monster and come.
Yeah, they'll come for you. They'll come for you. Trust me, they will. You know, not trying to scare you, but you know, meanwhile, it gets charged more and more and more. It gets higher. Trust me,
I know.
You know, it's gonna be
harder. But I'm sure there's ways that, like, if they realize I don't have the business and stuff, they'll like know how to update it, and they won't try to keep penalizing me all like that. I hope not.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, because I don't want to be like I only penalized till this day. Like I haven't had it. They don't even have the whole damn building anymore, I heard, you know?
Wow.
But anyways, I kind of had to explain that part, but I've been wanting to handle this for some time. It's honestly been on my mind, and I kind of got, I don't know, like, you find the first person you heard it from, but you almost get, like, kind of scared and, like, stay away from things, you know? It's something you should handle. I'm thinking the IRS is going to come get me. And I was just going through life, man, but I've been through medical things and all that. And I ain't allowed to lose a sleep over it, but I know it's not that serious at the same time, you know?
Yes. Now,
I don't commit no crimes or nothing like that, but I definitely want you to call me back at 3:30 if you could, bro.
And can I get your first name, sir?
Brandon.
Brandon, Mr. Brandon. Okay, so I'll call you. My name's Joe. I'll call you at 3:30, okay?
I'll talk to you then, Joe. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, sir, and I'll help you, okay, in any way I can.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Brandon. You have a good day.
Take it easy.
Like that.